Fun fact, Saudi Arabia is the largest country in the world without a river. Most of the fresh water comes from desalinization plants or underground reservoirs, and it is mostly a desert, so not much water.
That is a struggle.
Yeah.
That is, yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
Cool. Thanks, Tammy.
Cool. You're welcome. Hi! I'm Tammy.
I'm Leanne.
And you're listening to Incrimination.
Woo.
Woo.
This one's gonna be a bit late, obviously. You might have already noticed, because your girl fucked up. But it's okay.
Leanne fucked up.
To give the backstory, I accidentally did research, like actual entire research on a case that we already did. And then like we started recording, and then as soon as I mentioned the name of the case, Tammy was like, "Did we already do that?" I was like, "We indeed did." So here we are, a couple days later than usual, because I think I'm going to post this tomorrow. I'll be able to edit. You know, things happen. We fuck up. My brain
life
is
goes on.
Scrambled, but we're here.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah. Do we have anything to mention? We didn't have anything to mention last time, so just jump right into this case.
No, I think we're good.
Cool. Well, what we wanted to talk about today is related to the most recent news that took place, as you may have heard, at the Astroworld Festival, where 8 people passed away as a result of a crowd surge. So this took place in Houston on November 6th while Travis Scott was performing. And unfortunately, death as a result of crowd rushes or crowd surges or crowd crushes, they're kind of known by different terms, are not uncommon. And I found an article that talked about the difference between a crowd crush versus a stampede. So a crowd crush is when people are running towards something of perceived value. So in this case, people were kind of surging towards the stage and towards the performer. And so that's a crowd crush or rush or surge. But if we're talking about a stampede, this often happens when people are running away from something. So if people are panicking, maybe it's usually out of fear and people are running away from something, that a stampede happens. And people also die as a result of stampede because everyone's just rushing away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize there was a difference.
Yeah.
But it makes sense.
It does. Yeah. Before we kind of dive into all of this and the specific case that we wanted to talk about today, I also wanted to talk a little bit about the numerous deaths due to crowd rushes that have happened in the 21st century in Asia, to kind of keep on theme with what our podcast is about. So I'll just mention a few of them, sort of the largest ones, but I'll also include a link in our show notes with basically a Wikipedia list of a lot of different events that have happened in the past. So the first one that I'll talk about is in February of 2004, where 37 people were killed and 15 people were injured during the Lantern Festival in Miyun, China.
That's like a really sad time, like for death to happen.
Yeah, like so that time is basically during the Lunar New Year festival. It's like a big celebration all over Asia, where people are celebrating the start of a new year according to the lunar calendar. The Lantern Festival specifically takes place on the 15th day of a new year. In this specific incident, one person tripped on an open grate. So basically, like on the streets, there's grates sort of like for sewage and all of that. One person tripped, which created a domino effect, and then everyone started falling on top of each other. And so through this sort of tripping and domino effect, 37 people were killed and 15 more were injured. And oftentimes what you see with these events is that these happen when there's a large crowd, because there's so much density in the crowd. You don't have a lot of room to move. It's really hard to get out of the situation. And a lot of the times when people fall, it's really difficult to get back up. And when there's more people coming your way and you can't get back up, you end up
It's literally dominoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you tried to stop like a group of falling dominoes ever? It's impossible. Like, you gotta
You have to like insert right away. Yeah.
And like make space for it to fall without hitting any other dominoes. Yeah. And that's really hard to do in person.
Yeah. It was just crazy, kind of And I think the one thing that this kind of reminded me of is we're starting to get back into concerts and things like that, right? And
Yeah, for
so
sure.
I'll mention it at the very end. There's some tips from experts on like how to make sure that you're safe during
Nice.
these events. There are also several stampedes and crowd crushes that took place in India, including the Mandir Devi Temple Stampede during the Hindu pilgrimages, where 291 people were killed.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
291?
That's a lot of people.
Do you know how many people were attending the event?
Based on Wikipedia, around 300,000 people arrived at the temple for an annual pilgrimage,
Holy.
which is a lot of people in one space. And to be fair, like the population in India is huge as is, right? Like they have a
Yeah,
like huge population. So yeah, 300,000 is a lot of people.
in one spot too.
Yeah.
Like, how big was the venue, do you know?
I'm not really sure,
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm also trying to think of, you know, how at
Like sports
concerts, like, yeah,
stadiums
like how
or
much that
like
fits when people are on the floor.
I have no idea.
It depends. So basically, if you're talking about the seats, it's 60,000 spectators in a football stadium. I know, like, for example, the hockey arena, it's around 18,000 for the seats, right? But then if you fill the floor as well, that's probably like even more. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of like that's a lot of football stadiums worth of people at
Yeah.
one venue. So 300,000 people arrived at this temple in January of 2005. The festival itself is 24 hours long and it includes rituals such as animal sacrifices, breaking coconuts, as well as a lot of dancing. Unfortunately, someone slipped on the steep stone steps of the temple because it was wet with the coconut water from the
I was just
broken
gonna say,
coconuts.
people, does people slip on coconut juice?
Yes.
Oh
Yeah. So that person fell, which led to more chaos of people like, oh, because it's so packed, right? So people
Yeah.
started freaking out. There was more chaos. I'm not sure if this was like causation type of thing or if this was sort of just like the timing of it was very uncanny. But a fire ended up breaking out in one of the shops nearby, which then led to gas
Oh
cylinders exploding.
no.
So, in between the stone steps and where the shops were, 291 people were found dead from either being crushed or from being burned.
Oh no. And that's so packed, like you can barely get away.
Yeah. Like, what do you do in that situation, right? It's just so difficult. If you can't move.
Like you're stuck. There's like just a group forming in the middle. You can't go forward because, and you're crushing all the people in front of you.
Yeah.
And you also have a fire behind you.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. You're stuck between a rock and a hard place, like
Yeah.
literally.
The other one that I wanted to mention as well, there's like a really long list of events, which is actually really sad to think about that these events are so common. But the last one I wanted to mention is one that took place on August 31st, 2005, where at least 953 people were killed in the Baghdad Bridge Stampede. The Al Ayma Bridge is in Baghdad, the capital of Iraq. 1 million pilgrims on this day were marching towards the Al Qadima Mosque. There's a lot of people because they're of like a really strong kind of background in terms of their faith. So the like people are super super dedicated, right? And so these pilgrimages are part of their dedication and their like kind of symbol and sign of their faith, and so they all go. But yeah, it's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. What exactly is a pilgrimage?
I'm going to take this straight from Wikipedia, but essentially a pilgrimage is, quote, a journey often into an unknown or foreign place where a person goes in search of a new or expanded meaning about their self, others, nature, or a higher good, unquote. It's essentially
Interesting.
sort of a dedication. It's part of their faith and part of the practice of their faith.
Okay.
And as you can see, the number of deaths that we've mentioned are proportionate, obviously, to the size of the crowd. Like you'd expect that to go
Right.
up. And again, a lot of these events happen because of how packed places are. Tensions in the crowd were already high because there was a mortar attack earlier in the day that was linked to Al-Qaeda, where seven people died and even more were wounded. So people were already, like, kind of pretty stressed, tense. Right? Like, they were, like, ooh, this is something that's really important to us, but we're going to be aware of, like, our surroundings and everything. As they were nearing the shrine, someone pointed out, just randomly, they just pointed at someone and screamed, "They're carrying explosives," in a large crowd of a lot of people. This obviously caused a lot of panic because they immediately thought that someone was wearing a suicide belt and was about to, like, blow up the entire crowd, right?
Yeah.
So the group ran towards the Alima Bridge, which was closed. So basically it's a bridge, there's gates on two sides, and it was closed. I'm not sure why, but the gates were closed. They ran towards it, and eventually it gave way to the number of people trying to force themselves against the gate. And of course, when you have that much inertia of people pushing from the back, the people in the front are going to fall, right? Because they're being pushed against it.
Yeah, but
you're going to lose your balance as soon as that gate gives way.
Yeah. And you're going to get trampled.
They got trampled, and not only did they get trampled, but the pressure of all of these people just kind of rushing in also led to the iron railings on the side of the bridge to give way.
Oh, no.
So people started falling off of the bridge into the Tigris River.
Oh, no. Is it deep?
I'm not sure if it was deep, but the drop itself was 9 meters.
Oh, that's high.
For the people who like to look at, visualize things in feet, that's 30 feet.
30 feet. That's like how many stories?
I don't know. I'm just imagining six foot tall people. And unfortunately, the other end of the bridge was still closed and it opened inward. So there was no way for you to force yourself against the gates because they don't open, they don't give way that way. Everybody
was pushing against you, so it's not like you could pull it back.
Yeah. So there was nowhere really for people to go. That's basically all there is that I could find on this one as well. Oh, man. But it's just like so horrifying.
Yeah, that's so tragic.
And the one that we will be going into detail on today is the MENA Stampede of 2015 that took place in Saudi Arabia. There are actually several instances of crowd crushes as well as crowd stampedes in Saudi Arabia where between 14 to more than 2,000 people have died as a result of it.
So just so
in Saudi Arabia itself, there have been several occasions of these crowd crushes and crowd stampedes.
I wonder, like, clearly there's, like, a reason why that these places have them way more than other places. Yeah.
Oftentimes, you can see, like, even the one that we just talked about in Baghdad, it was a pilgrimage as well. Same with the one in India. This one that we're going to talk about as well is a pilgrimage. And a lot of the times, it's because there's so many people. That's, like, the main reason that you're seeing this. And the previous deadliest disaster in Saudi Arabia occurred in 1990, where 1,426 people died.
1,000? Holy.
Although this specific incident is publicly referred to as the MENA Stampede, it is actually a crowd crush. So if we kind of go back to our previous definition of what a crowd crush is, there's also...
So they were going towards the good stuff.
Yeah. It was just like a mess of
everybody wanted happening. In.
Yeah. Essentially, what was happening during this time was an event known as Hajj. Hajj is an annual Islamic pilgrimage to Mecca, which is a city in Saudi Arabia. And this event or this pilgrimage is one of the five pillars of Islam. It occurs 2 months and 10 days after the end of Ramadan and usually takes place over 5 days. So the pilgrimage takes 5 days. According to CNN, in a year without COVID, more than 2 million Muslims will participate or perform the pilgrimage. So we're just increasing the numbers. Part of the pilgrimage includes a ritual that occurs in Mina, which is about 2 miles away from the holy site in Mecca. There is a symbolic ritual here in Mina wherein they stone the devil, essentially. Like, it's just sort of a performance ritual thing. They don't actually stone someone, but it's like an event. It is during this ritual, which takes place on the third day, where the death toll of this event is estimated at around 2,000 people, as reported by the Associated Press and Reuters. However, the official deaths reported by the Saudi government has remained at 769 people. To this day, they haven't changed it.
That's suspicious.
According to a journalist and blogger, Al-Katatni, who was participating in the pilgrimage, people were trying to push in opposite directions. So essentially, some people were heading to the site of the stoning ritual, whereas some people were coming back from a previous ritual. And so they were heading in opposite directions, trying to get to where they wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And they came to a crossroads. So this is where another individual commented that, quote, "Heavy pushing ensued. I'm at a loss of words to describe what happened. The massive pushing is what caused a high number of casualties among the pilgrims." During this time, Al-Katatni, who was the blogger and journalist that we mentioned earlier, said that you could hear a constant drone of sirens because rescue workers were taking hours and hours to just tend to everyone who had been trampled. Oh, he suspects that what happened was that there was really little time for people to complete each ritual. So they were trying to rush between, like, finishing one ritual to get to another. And so people just were rushing in complete different directions.
Mm-hmm. And there's no, like, lobby area where you can, like, easily pass.
No, because this is all in the streets, right? Like, they're just walking in between major streets. But with that many people, it's just hard. It's not like a... Because in the case of, like, maybe Astral World, you have people who are doing crowd control and things like that, right?
Yeah.
It's in one venue, but this is, like, it's not a venue, it's an entire journey, right?
That's what I was thinking, too, like, with these really big pilgrimages, it's not like there's an entire crew that's responsible for the safety of everyone and, like, organizing the event and making sure that, you know, there's exit routes, there's all the fire safety hazard, like, you know, all that stuff. Nobody's paying attention to that until the worst happens and you're fucked.
Yeah. And I think the other thing too is at events where you have a specific venue, usually you have to get a ticket, right? And that's why there's always a limit to tickets, because you need to make sure that the crowd, there's a specific distance between people in the crowd so that people are able to move, they're able to get out of dangerous situations if they need to.
Yeah, meanwhile, this is a free-for-all and anyone can come.
I would be terrified.
Their mom and their child.
Yeah, their entire family, basically. You can just take everyone with you.
You literally wipe out an entire family in one event. That's fucked.
Al-Katatni said that it's literally a pile of bodies of people who pushed, they shoved, they panicked, they screamed. It was hot, someone fell, others trampled, and they got stampeded. And they also commented that as soon as people fell, like, they couldn't get back up just because of the number of people that were there and moving. Like, as soon as you were down, you were down.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's so, so, like, important that you stay upright during those events. Because if you're down, it's almost impossible to get back up.
Out of the people who died as a result of this event, the largest death tolls came from Iran, Mali, Nigeria, Egypt, Bangladesh, Indonesia, India, and Pakistan. Each one of these countries suffering a loss of more than 100 citizens.
Oh. And I think we should note that, like, we only looked at Asia.
Yeah.
This isn't, like, an Asian phenomenon, but we're only discussing the Asian cases because we're an Asian podcast.
Yes, yes. It's, like, it's not an instance that's, like, specific to just, like, the specific area of the world, right? Like, China also has a lot of these, and I think Japan also has a couple too, but it's a matter of density. It's crowd density. That's all it comes down to, really. Yeah. So the more people you have, the higher your death toll is, right? It's not a...
Mm-hmm. And the higher chance of something like this happening.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of people, or, like, there were some people that were saying, like, oh, this happened because of the demographic that was attending Astroworld.
No.
Like, I don't think that was the case at all, because this is a risk that happens at any event that's super crowded. And it's not an excuse for people to be racist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I've definitely seen that.
Yeah. It's just like, what are... That doesn't make sense, you know? Like, it doesn't make sense.
And, like, there's so many European ones, and there's, like,
there are definitely a ton of those too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not isolated. I know. Yeah. Like, people choose to be racist about it. Yeah. This is not, like, what we're trying to say. This is, we're focusing on Asian incidents because we're an Asian podcast. But they're in the list that I'm going to include in our show notes. You'll see that there are a ton of other ones taking place in other countries as well and in other areas, other backgrounds. Other countries that saw loss include Cameroon, Niger, Senegal, Ivory Coast, Benin, Ethiopia, Chad, Morocco, Algeria, Sudan, Burkina Faso, Tanzania, Somalia, Kenya, Ghana, Turkey, Myanmar, Libya, China, Afghanistan, Jordan, and Malaysia. Like, it's a long list. Like, that's actually so sad. And you can tell, like, that this, like, this religion is so important to people. And it's just, like, so sad that this, like, kind of came as a, like, that this happened, because you know that everyone's there to kind of show their dedication to their faith, and it was just a really tragic event that happened. So hopefully it's safer in future years. I think during COVID there was, I can't remember the exact number anymore, but I read something quickly that there was definitely, it still happened, but just with way less people. It was way more controlled in that way. As you can imagine, this caused a lot of political tension internationally.
Yes.
Iran blamed and accused the Saudi government for trying to hide and cover up the true death toll. And other countries also criticized them of doing so as well. And overall, it just elevated the tension between Middle Eastern countries. And, you know, we won't dive into it in this episode today. I think it's a really complicated matter. But there is a Washington Post article that I quickly read that I'll also include in our show notes, so you can kind of take a look in your own time. But in summary, the main criticism of the Saudi government was their mismanagement of the pilgrimage as a whole. And so even though it's not, it's not like an event, it's not like one single venue, there could have been more that could have been done by the government to try to protect people who were, because they know, right? They know that this is an important event, and they know that people, a lot of people are going to come in. So, you know, other world leaders were kind of critical of the fact that they could have done more to protect the citizens.
It's like how, like, in Calgary, when there's the stampede, like, people flock to Calgary and the roads are super crowded, but there's, like, policemen everywhere trying to, like, direct you in the right direction and make sure that, like, you know, there's no, the roads don't get cage locked from all the traffic, which happens often in our downtown Calgary, just because of you know, our infrastructure is not,
it's your fucked. Roads like, I hate driving downtown. It just is so confusing. Like, it doesn't
downtown Calgary is a lot of one-way roads, and it's like alternating one-way roads in both directions. So it's like, once you're gridlocked, like, it's a pain in the ass, because no one gets anywhere.
And so we've talked about it quite often as we move to this, through this case, but essentially why these happen in terms of crowd crushes or rushes or surges, they often happen due to density of the crowd, poor management systems, and a trigger. So there's usually, like, these three things that come together. This trigger can be people running away from something, in which case it's a stampede, or people running towards something. So what we saw with the incident at Astroworld, which is still unfolding, lots of legal implications there. It was more so of a crowd surge because people were kind of pushing forwards. It's it's just really sad to think about,
especially since that was an all ages event and there were children that lost their lives.
There were some really young people who passed away. It's so sad. Of it. And, like, if you think about it, like we mentioned earlier, you know, you want to stay upright. How do you, as a child, you're small, right? Like, as a grown ass adult, sure, maybe you can muster up the energy to, like, keep yourself up, but as a kid, you're already below everyone else in the crowd.
It'd be so easy to get lost in there.
In terms of crowd management, this is why it's so important to make sure that everyone has enough space. So that's why there are always capacity for events. So if you don't get a ticket, it's actually probably a good thing, because it's safer that way.
We know about capacity. We've hosted events.
Yes.
the struggle.
That's why there are fire hazard laws, you know, or like precautions and rules and all of that.
The venues should have been more prepared.
I think so. It's still so surprising to me. I mean, this is more so on the Astro World side than on the case that we talked about. It's like to stop the event somehow, right? To try, but it was just chaos. Like,
God. I heard, like, I saw a lot of videos of Travis Scott, like, not giving a shit. So,
yeah.
Screw you, same. Travis Scott.
Don't sue us. He's getting sued. It's fine. And as we return to some sort of normalcy, I thought it might be useful to cover some tips. We've mentioned them throughout the podcast, but I'm just going to put them into a nice little list for y'all. If you're planning on going back to concerts or raves or whatever you want to do.
Just any large event. They're going to open up. People are stir crazy.
According to a website called World Nomads, they have a few tips. So number one, we've mentioned this already, stay on your feet. Just as much as you can, stay upright if you're able to. Number two is to conserve your energy. So don't like try to push against the crowd, because when you're pushing, you also put yourself at risk of falling, because you're putting your energy towards that. And if that person moves, then you also move and then you fall. Try not to yell or scream if you don't have to, unless you need help. Because otherwise, like, try to conserve your energy. Just keep...
Yelling also uses up a lot of oxygen. And in those cases, there might just not be enough.
You don't have a lot. Number three is to use sign language to communicate with the people around you. Not like ASL necessarily, but like some sort of, you know, hand signs or whatever, to try to like point to a direction that you want to go, or say that someone needs help, whatever it is. But like, instead of yelling, because it's going to be hard. If everyone's screaming, the person you're trying to communicate with is not going to hear you.
That's a smart tip.
The other thing is to keep your hands by your chest like a boxer, because this gives you enough, it also protects your chest and you're able to like breathe, so people aren't pushing against your chest. Because you know when someone like pushes against you and...
Yeah, you literally get winded.
If you're in danger, you can ask people to crowd surf you out of the crowd.
I've heard that it is pretty effective though. Like, I've seen videos.
It is.
Yeah. You'd think that like people would be helpful if you're literally carrying like an unconscious body out of a group, like that they would disperse a little bit, but nope.
And the other thing is that if you see someone extending their hand, to grab them and hold them up. Even if you can't, maybe use signs with someone else to get someone to help you and grab them up. Because again, it's so fucking hard to get back up. So be nice, be a good human being, and help others. Just help them get...
Stay with a group too.
It's just not a situation you want to be in the first place. Like, nobody wants... Like, everyone's at a concert to have a good time, right? You're there to enjoy yourselves. You're not looking...
Some people.
Unless
you're in a mosh pit. But if you're not a mosh pit person, avoid the mosh pit.
Oh my god, when I went to that rave that one time, there was like a mosh pits would just break out, and I was like, oh, it's cool, it's just like people fucking dancing. And then like Tiff would always like pull me away, right? And everyone, because it was my first rave, so I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Well, usually for mosh pits, they like open up the floor so that only the people that want to be involved in them are involved in them, right? It's like a consensual thing.
It's a consensual pit. That sounded so fucking weird.
But it's true. It's a consensual thing. If you want to take part of it, you can. You accept the risks of taking part of it. But it's like a safe space for you to do so, you know? Which is, it's pretty funny, I think.
A consensual mosh pit.
That's essentially what it is. Because you can choose to be outside of it as long as, you know, you just turn your back away from it. You're good. Like, people won't bother you. They'll maybe bump into you as a result of getting, like, pushed, shoved into you, but, like, you won't be attacked.
I also read an article from Hip Hop Canada, which I didn't realize was a thing, but I was like, I love this. And they had a lot of tips for surviving a crowd crush on top of what we've already mentioned. The first one is to move away from barriers, especially the ones that you're not able to climb. So if it's, like, a wall, get the fuck away from it. If it's a pillar or any solid fencing, just... try to move to a place where, you know.
Because especially with the pressure of, like, everybody pushing against you, bones are a lot weaker than steel and concrete. Like, you will break. Or someone in front of you will break.
It's really scary. The other thing is to understand the signs of density. So they actually had a pretty good measure of what this was like. If you're able to just, like, if you're not bumping into anyone, then you're good. Like, you don't have to really worry about it. The second level of density is if you are bumping against one or two people around you without meaning to, this means that the crowd density is about 45 people per square meter. So there isn't an immediate danger, but try to move away. Like if you start noticing like more congestion where you are, just try to move a little bit away from that. If you can't freely move your hands, then this is a sign that there are too many people around you.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice metric.
So just kind of like being aware of that as you're having fun, just being like, am I bumping into people that I don't want to be bumping into?
Yeah, I feel like the only experience I can relate to that is like at, other than like at raves, is at like temple when I go for like New Year's, and it's like everybody's there. And now that I'm thinking about it, that temple only has like two exits from the bottom floor. That's super dangerous.
I think now after this and also COVID, I'm just like, crowds? No.
No thanks. I'll stay home.
Yeah. And the other thing is that if a panic starts where people are starting to scream and run away from something, I know this is easier said than done. Try to evaluate the situation. Like, don't scream and panic with them right away. I know it's like probably it's a natural reaction. Like, I can see myself doing that.
Yeah.
Like, just my, you know, your adrenaline just fight pumps or flight. Immediately. Flight. Yeah, flight. Try to evaluate the situation and see if there's a way for you to move away from the crowd.
I thought you were going to say and fight instead.
And fight. Just throw up your fist. Punch some people and get out of there. Maybe that's to move with the flow of the crowd while staying away from barriers. Uh-huh. Maybe there's like an exit. Maybe there's some sort of space for you to actually get out of the crowd into a more open area.
Right.
Just like try to channel your adrenaline into that first before fighting or flinting. Yes.
Also, take note of all the emergency exits at every venue you go to. Always, always. And it's a good way to, like, if you get separated with your friends, like, make sure that everybody knows what the exits are and where to meet each other and, like, find each other. Because that'll really save you. Especially, and with Astroworld, there was no cell phone service. And that happens a lot at, like, festivals and venues where, like, the cellular towers, they're just, like, overwhelmed and you can't get any cell service. You can't dial 911. Have a plan with your friends or whoever you're meeting.
Yeah. And
let people know where you are.
I think as a result of events like this, so whether it's a pilgrimage or if it's a concert or an event that you're attending, it's important to discuss with the people that you're going, like, what to do, right? In the case that you don't have self-service, in the case that there's, like, a lot of panic, like, what do you do, right? Try not to get separated from the people that you're with, first of all, but if you do get separated, make sure you have a muster point, like somewhere where you can meet up with the people from your group. And
that you, like, you know for sure, like, oh, if we get separated, this is where we're going to be. This is where you can find me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one last thing, just to really hammer it home again, this is like, according to research done by the psychologist John Drury, he says that altruism and mutual assistance are key to avoiding tragedy.
What's altruism?
It's just looking out for other people and being kind. Yeah. So make sure you're always looking out for other people and helping them out if you're able to.
Uh-huh.
And be aware of where everyone is.
Yeah. It's easy to be a nice person.
It is. It really is.
Just don't be a dick.
Yeah. That's all there is. I know that we kind of talked about like multiple things in this case and kind of packed it in. Part of it maybe because I fucked up earlier this week, but I think it's also quite... It's nice because it's kind of relevant to what's happening in the world right now. So this is a little bit of a different case than we usually do. But yeah.
No, I thought it was a really good opportunity to, you know, remind people of the dangers of attending these events and the safety measures that, you know, can help prevent these kind of tragedies from happening. But also, if something like this happens, like, remember, it's not always those people's faults. And don't blame the victims because, you know, crowd control was lacking. There's a lot of things that come into play when these things happen.
Yeah.
So it's not fair to just blame one group of individuals.
Yeah.
Especially
it's a lot of different factors, right? Because you have like crowd control. Like I said, it's crowd control. There's crowd density in general.
Venue and
there's
space,
always a trigger.
Number of exits.
Yeah.
The types of people that are there, you know, if they're nicer people or if they're more aggressive people.
Yeah. Yeah, are they willing to help you out? Yeah.
How many people are, like, medically trained to, you know, help out? Or the security, the freaking barriers that are there? Yeah, there's just so much.
There's a lot, but hopefully, if you're attending any events in the future, you're able to stay safe and just make sure you look out for others.
Nice. Thanks, Leanne. Awesome. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give us a follow. Subscribe to our little podcast, and you can check out all the photos that Leanne will be posting on our Instagram at Incrimination. And you can also check out her show notes and look at the articles, as well as the extensive list of Wikipedia of the multiple stampedes and crowd crushes that have happened in the past. Bye!